AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Regulators in the U.S. are formally recalling 1 million Samsung Galaxy Note 7 smartphones.
Samsung voluntarily recalled the phones after a few dozen exploded or caught fire, mostly while charging. Consumer Product Safety Commission Chairman Elliot Kay says under this recall, customers have two options.
First option, you can get a replacement phone. The second option, an equal option, is you can get a refund.
Samsung was just offering a replacement phone.
Anybody who thinks that a company going out on its own is going to provide the best recall for that company and more importantly for the consumer needs to have more than their phone checked.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Hillary Clinton says her three-day doctor-mandated break from campaigning has given her a fresh perspective on the presidency.
It turns out having a few days to myself was actually a gift. I talked with some old friends. I spent time with our very sweet dogs. I did some thinking.
At a rally in Greensboro, North Carolina, Clinton vowed to close her campaign against Donald Trump by giving Americans, quote, something to vote for, not just against. Addressing the Economic Club of New York today, Trump said he can pay for his $4.4 trillion tax cuts through increased growth and a 10% cut in federal spending over 10 years.
If we just save one penny of each federal dollar spent on non-defense and non-entitlement programs, we can save almost $1 trillion over the next decade. One penny. We can all do that.
A Navy investigation shows a member of the Blue Angels, killed June 2nd during practice in Tennessee, lost control of his fighter jet because it was traveling too fast, and he failed to recover it because it was too low. This is AP Radio News. New York City police say they have shot a cleaver-wielding man in Midtown Manhattan after he attacked two police officers at the beginning of the rush hour. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports the alleged attacker and the two officers are being treated for their wounds.
Three were taken to a hospital. One officer was cut in the head. The second suffered a graze wound. The incident threw the area into chaos as police flooded the neighborhood. Penn Station is the nation's busiest commuter train hub. The giant department store Macy's is across the street. Warren Levinson, New York.
West Virginia officials say a copperhead snake bit a worker at the state capitol complex. The employee was treated and released. A former airman at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware was given 18 months probation at sentencing today in the death of a 21-month-old boy who was left in his care while the little boy's mother was deployed overseas. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes seven nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.